fucking out the club. Yeah, man, we already know what it do, man. It's your good buddy, Street Nitter Representa.
And you know it's the big homie, Struck Supreme.
Hey, man, you already know what it is, the Psych and Talk podcast.
Yes, indeed, man, real life situation.
Hey, in real life, shit, like, oh, man, I say shit I came up with, real life situations real and real life transformation. Hey, man, yeah, welcome to the Psych and Talk podcast.
That boy had a straight brain.
Yeah, man, I'm like, for real? Shit. Hey, man, welcome to the Psych and Talk podcast. Man, what it do, world, man? What it do, what it do?
Man, we in here, man. God is good, man.
Amen. Big up.
Blessed to see another day, another week, man. You know, shout out to everybody tuning in, constantly rocking with us. You know, just, you know, loving what we doing and doing what we love.
Hey, man, that part.
Yeah.
Hey, and shouts out to everybody who been subscribing and doing. Hey, man, thank y'all for that monetization, man. We going up the strong way. You already know what the business is, man. Hey, Scrub, man, how your week going?
Man, everything good, man. You know, being a serial entrepreneur, it's just grind, grind.
Amen.
Ain't too many hours of sleep.
Amen.
Feet to the street.
That's what it is. Hey, amen. Yeah. Stat, how you have been influenced?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. Before y'all even continue, man, I want to thank y'all for having me back on the show again.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
I appreciate everything. Amen. All the love.
Big ups.
Everybody that's subscribing, everybody that's following me, everybody that's, you know, just tapping in with this, with what we got going on, man. It ain't nothing but love.
Amen.
It's love back.
Amen. Big ups. Big ups.
That's what it's about around here, man.
Big you ups, man.
And we appreciate you coming back out on the show. We know you got some big things going. You
Amen.
Know what I'm saying? I pulled up to the spot today, seen the box Chevy.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So clean.
Hey,
so
man.
Fresh and so clean outside, hey. Man. So we definitely got to talk about this raffle,
hey, man. Hey,
man,
big facts.
There's big things going on in the city out here.
Man. Yes,
hey,
sir.
The matter of fact, hey, while we at it, you know, hey, we're going to jump into it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you know, y'all tap in if you ain't already tap in. The Worldwide Box Chevy Raffle, man. Stacks. One-stop shop, better known as Got Ties in Fayetteville, man. Hey, man, tell the people what the business is.
Hey, man, this raffle is big, man. Y'all got to go on, tap in, get your tickets for real. Early bird tickets right now, lowest $30.
Amen.
But the main thing is, it's a 15-year-old came up with this worldwide box Chevy raffle, which was my son. So, you know, I ain't going to take the credit for something that I ain't do all myself, but I am supporting them, and I want everybody else to support them, because guess what? That's what we need, more young people to be tapping in to being their own business minded self, you know, just
entrepreneur
all the way, just working, you know, for yourself, thinking about just the future.
Yeah.
Being 15 years old, man, when I was 15 years old, I could have, all I was thinking about was cars. Because I love them, but that's what led me to where I'm at now.
Yeah,
so
damn.
I'm pretty sure, you know, my son, I done had him since he was 1 year old. You know, when I got out of prison, I got him. And I had him ever since.
Hey.
I've been raising him ever since.
Salute to that.
Amen. Yeah. Train them up in the way they should go.
Hey, already.
Absolutely.
Got
to. You got to, you know, I love that aspect to it, man. Because even like last week on our episode, I was just speaking on how the guests we had, how their fathers are involved in life.
Amen. Yeah.
You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Amen.
And me personally, I'm involved in my son's life very heavily. He just dropped the clothing line over the past weekend.
Praise
I had
God.
To support him.
Praise God.
You know, put that thing out there, be behind him.
Be
stand behind him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
let
sure.
him know, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, you know what I'm saying? You can do this.
That's yeah. right.
And I'm going to be there with you 1,000%.
No
right.
matter how hard That's it right. is.
No matter how hard it is, yeah, I'm going to be right sure. there with you to get through the process.
Yeah,
you know
amen.
What I'm saying? Because that's what a real father, that's what a real man, that's what a real male role model is going to do. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely salute you for that. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, shit, I'm not going to take the credit. This is my son's idea. And that's lit that you standing behind that, bro.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
For sure, though.
That's what's going to continue to make our future great.
Amen.
You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
For sure.
Us
Amen.
Black men standing behind
more.
Our yeah,
we need more.
Standing
we need
behind
more.
Our kids, Amen. Standing behind
that.
our boys, whether they come from your offspring or not, the boys that's in your community, like yeah, all that, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to really stand on it. That's what's going to make America great again.
Amen. Facts.
Real.
Yeah. Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
So, hey. Yeah. And then I got to ask you this, Stats, you know, because I know the people want to know tell the people what make this Chevy so special. Guys, I see you been putting some work in, man. Tell the folk what they get when they get this Chevy.
Well, first of all, you getting a Stats creation.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
That first. One thing that I do, I hunt old school one-owner cars. So this is a one-owner car. With 65,000 original miles, I intentionally went to buy one car,
mm-hmm.
and bought two
from the same owner.
From the same owner, because he came up with that raffle. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just take both of them. One I'm gonna keep,
and the other one,
and on the other, I'm gonna let you do what you do with it. But you know, he got his own money. He been had a bank account now. He Navy Federal.
Amen.
Oh yeah.
Shout
he
out
got
to
credit.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, I got him credit
over there.
You know what I'm saying?
Federal.
I got him credit. He work. He get paid every week. Mm-hmm. I'm showing him how life really is. Yeah.
Right.
Now, yeah. When he become to be honest, that's got ties. Everything I'm turning everything over to him. Everything, all of it.
Salute.
Yep.
Salute.
And he gonna be responsible for his sisters. You know what I'm saying? Me, I'm going to Florida.
Okay.
No lie. I'm going to Florida.
Trying to hit that, get in that sand.
I'm out of here.
Yeah,
I ain't even gonna lie. I'm out of here, boy.
It look like you got a mansion or something getting built.
Oh, don't worry, boy.
Man.
Hey, it's coming, boy. I'm gonna have the biggest beach party you ever damn seen.
Hey, man.
I'm coming out though.
Yep.
No,
hey,
man.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's gonna be lit.
Love.
That's what the business is.
Man, I love it down there. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna come up here.
Hey, man.
You know, kick it with them, and they gonna come down now, but. Everything that I done established right here in Atlanta, Georgia, it's his.
Hey, that's what it is.
I'm leaving it all to him, and whatever he do with it, that's him. Amen. I'm going to let him work the whole nine. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
I've been told him that. He 15 now, so I'm going to start teaching him how to drive now.
Right.
For the simple fact, the reason why I didn't do it before, because I know it wasn't the right time.
Mm-hmm.
He did something when he was young, so I said, you know what? That let me know right now, I don't need to let him know how to drive.
Nah, yeah, let's give him a little moment.
But give him a little moment, but now he ready. He ready for everything.
Hey, that's what the business is. Yeah.
I love to see him doing his own thing as far as his own business. He can actually build your website, start your business.
Facts.
Hey, the whole nine. The whole nine. And we got the cheapest prices in the city.
Oh, yeah.
Making flyers, T-shirts, whatever you want. We do it all.
Hey, yeah. One stop shop. Amen.
That's what it is.
Where can they get the tickets at? Where can they get the ticket, the raffle tickets?
Well, first of all, you got to go to Stacks One Stop Shop. You go to Stacks One Stop Shop, click the link in the bio. It's going to take you straight to the worldwide Bought Chevy raffle. And you're going to see all the information you need to see on there. It's going to guide you to where you need to go. You tap in, hey, you might just win that Bought Chevy.
Hey.
But whoever win it, going to be the happiest person ever, because I promise you, it's got I put a new compressor on there, AC compressor, belts, changed the oil. I just did the exhaust today. It got music. I ain't talking about no cheap music. Audio pipe, BD4s, audio pipe amp, remote start alarm.
What?
Tracker system. It got a new top, new paint. Yeah.
Brand new 26s.
Oh, man. And the brand new feet on it.
Amen.
26s.
Do it come with a full tank of gas?
Full tank of gas.
You know, gas.
Hey, I ain't even gonna lie. Hey. It's crazy that he said that. Remember, I told you I said gonna come with a full tank of gas. All they gotta do is pump, crank it up, turn on the AC, and just ride. It come with a full tank air for real. That's all his idea.
You might want to just do the raffle with just the full tank.
That nigga had the AC on. That nigga might have the AC on for an hour just standing out there talking.
Just blown.
Yeah, we like, bro, you
that's crazy. Get what my mom and daddy said. I went down my mama's house Tuesday. And they were like, why you still got your car out there running? I said, because when I get in it, I want it to be cold.
Hey,
Man, yeah, I wanted to be cold. I don't care how much gas is. I'm gonna be comfortable regardless. Man. Gas could be $20 a gallon. I don't care.
So you gotta be comfortable.
I gotta be comfortable. It's hot.
Hey man, it definitely is hot.
If you ain't got that, you know how old schools is, man. Man. Ain't just,
hey, man.
Man, you gotta jump in there. Let that thing warm up. Hey, turn man. That air on. Let that thing cool off. Jump in there then.
Hey man.
Or else you gonna be sweating.
Hey, you know man. That? Big facts, man. We definitely appreciate you coming on here.
Go get them tickets, man.
Get them tickets, man.
And tell them where they can follow you one more time.
On IG, Stacks One Stop Shop. Click the link in the bio. Gonna take you straight to the Worldwide Box Chevy Raffle.
Hey, man. You already know what it is, man.
Support.
Yeah, here on Socket Talk. Hey, man, you already know we going up. Yeah. Hey man, you already know what it is, man. Welcome back to the Psychic Talk Podcast.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
hey man,
indeed.
I got it right this time. What we deal with real life situations
and real life transformation.
Hey man, you already know, man. Shouts out to everybody who tuning in, man. We got the creator of the Worldwide Box Chevy Ralph in the building, man. We got Stacks on, son, man. Vontae in the building. What it do, Vontae?
What's good, my brother? You good?
Yeah, man.
Hey man,
I really appreciate being here, though.
Amen. Amen.
We appreciate you having the time in this whole Box Chevy competition that you're doing and just come out on the podcast and chop it up with us, man, for real. You know
Amen.
What I'm saying?
Amen.
That's love.
Amen.
That's love, for real. You know what I'm saying? Not to mention, you know, with just Pops just telling us, you know, 15 years old, coming up with this idea, strong in entrepreneurship, you know what I'm saying, finding your way, being your own man. What motivates you every day to, you know what I'm saying, just be like that? Because I know a lot of young cats, and they just sitting on the PS5 all day. You feel me? I'm pretty sure you play PS5, too.
Yes, sir.
But you out here trying to handle some business at the same damn time. Mm-hmm. So, how did you get that motivation? Where does that come from?
Really? Me and our family, mm-hmm. we ain't never even had a lot of things we had now. At first, our business was originally called Grease and Auto.
Okay.
We was on another side of a plaza where we couldn't even be seen. U-Haul trucks parked right in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
Money barely coming, you know.
I dig it.
My dad is a big inspiration for me.
Mm.
You know, me as a 15-year-old, you know, with a gifted mindset, talented skills, you know.
I agree.
I have a great vision for Got Tires in the, you know, community.
Amen.
You know.
Amen. So that's what the business
that's
is.
Lit. That's lit.
Amen. Amen.
Real.
What made you come up with the idea for the actual raffle?
Thing is, when it came to the raffle, I thought about something that can expand over the media.
Mm.
You know, not a Georgia Box Chevy raffle.
Hey, I can
not
dig that.
Atlanta Box Chevy raffle.
Hey.
Worldwide Box Chevy raffle.
Amen.
Global.
Amen. Make it global so everybody can get it.
Yes, sir.
I love that.
Big ups, man. Hey, you already know what it is, man. Hey, Worldwide Box Chevy Raffle, man. Y'all tap in, man. We going up the strong way, giving away a $30,000 cost. So make sure y'all follow him, man. Where can the people follow you at on social media?
I got a brand new Instagram account I made just only 2 days ago.
Okay, okay.
Brand new.
Amen.
You can go follow that on Stats Creations. It'll be on. That's also in our bio on the Stats One Stop Shop Instagram.
Okay then.
Yeah, that's where you can find it at. We got big things coming.
I got a question for you, Vaughn. Do you work on any of the cars? Like, do you get out there and, you know what I'm saying, help Pops? Did you help with putting the Box Chevy together?
I'm surprised that's a question. I've been doing that since I was like 10, 11 years old.
So you really get your hands, you really get down and dirty in that thing.
Oh, I don't need to no more, but I know exactly how to do it. I know exactly how to do it.
Amen. That's lit, though. Amen. That's boss talk. You know what I'm saying? No, for real. That's why I had to ask, because for real, excuse me, and I'm sure Stacks done put you on to this. In order to be a boss, you got to be a janitor. You got to know what you're doing. You got to know it from the inside out. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I asked that, you know what I'm saying? Because I see you definitely taking the lead. I can see your future being bright. And I see why Stax can't actually feel comfortable in saying, hey, man, I'm a lead, got ties. LaVon, I'm gone.
Amen. Amen.
I can see you going to handle it. And I know he's assured that this shit going to get taken care of while I'm gone. I ain't got to worry about it. You know what I'm saying? So the future is definitely bright for you, my brother.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Here at the Soccer Talk Podcast, we support that.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? We with that. We want the people out there to support that. You know what I'm saying? I hope you influence and inspire a 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old.
Soccer Talk 101.
Shit, you might even inspire a 30-year-old right now the way you talking.
Yes,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? I know grown men that ain't doing shit you doing, my brother. And
amen.
That's just real.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? So keep God first and, you know, stay ambitious, stay driven, and continue to knock them goals down like you've been doing, my boy.
Big facts.
Real talk.
Soccer Talk 101. Yeah. Hey, y'all follow that new page. Help them get them followers up, too.
Hell yeah. And get them tickets for them raffles, too.
That way.
Worldwide. You know what I'm saying? You can be in California. You can be in Montana. You can be in New York.
Amen.
You can be in Florida.
Amen.
You can be wherever. Get online, get them tickets. When they had a drawing, they pull your number, they pull your card, come get your car. Hey. It's outside. I seen them telling you that motherfucker. Hey,
$30. $30,000 car. That way.
Hey. They ain't got to do nothing. They ain't got to pay for nothing after. The car is there. It's title and everything.
That's it.
Man, that's what? It. Y'all better stop playing, man. Y'all need to get about 4 or 5 tickets, man.
Hey.
Yeah.
That real, hey.
Especially y'all cats out there on that martyr right now, man. Go on, spend that $30, man. Get your ticket. How much is the ticket? What it say on the shirt?
Oh yeah,
see, man, look at it, man. I gotta see what's going on.
Advertisement.
Boy, got the, look, you see what it is, man.
Hey.
Boy, got the breakdown for you on them tickets, man. Y'all go get them tickets, man.
Tap in, man. Hey, follow the link in on the bio, man. You already know.
Worldwide box Chevy raffle.
Hey,
straight like that. Soccer Talk Podcast. As always, we bring you some of the hottest, up-to-date, current music that's hitting the airwaves. We always got fresh artists in the building, and without further delay, I had to bring my homie Jay Sip in the motherfucking building. You know what I'm saying? How you doing, my boy?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm blessed.
Hey,
man.
Listen, man. I'm gonna get straight to it, man, because you know, we got this brand new single that I've been checking out, I've been riding to for the past 4 or 5 days since it dropped. Last Friday?
Yeah, last Friday.
They're switching lanes.
Yeah, they're switching lanes.
Switching lanes, man. I've been switching lanes all weekend,
for
man.
Sure. Making
you know
moves.
What I'm saying? Making major moves, man. And with that being said, I see you been making some major moves.
Yeah. No, for sure, man. We working, man.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I'm saying? Just putting in that work for real.
Facts. How has the success of the record been thus far for you, man?
I mean, shit, just starting out, man. I done did a few thousand streams, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man.
Got like 1,000.
Congrats, nigga.
Over 1,000 followers on Spotify and like, couple days type shit, and I had zero because I hadn't really been doing nothing. So you know, I'm building.
Hey,
this the
debut. This the debut, man.
We out here, we working though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, bro. I see you working, man. I really, you know, want to just commend you first of all for having a very hot record.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, to all my DJs, I've been sending it to all my tastemakers. You know, the blogs, the publications. They really just been eating it up. They really been saying like, yeah, this one of them summertime records.
Hey.
Yeah.
It is. It's right on time for the summer.
Hey.
You know, with us just finished even having, you know, talking about the Worldwide Box Chevy raffle thing.
Yeah,
this song that's switching lanes is the perfect song for when you in that box, when you in that box Chevy.
Hey.
And you on the 26th and just switching lanes.
I might need to get you send that to the Gmail, goddamn. Hey. For real.
No, for real.
I got you. Yeah, it's out right now everywhere. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Yes, man. So let's start with how did the concept of switching lanes come about?
Man, shit, it came about when I was in the lab working on some stuff and I was just real creative, you feel me? But then I had went in and cooked the beat up myself. I had did a couple little records just back on the production side, you know what I'm saying? So I cooked this beat up, you feel me? And shit, I was, you know what I'm saying, sipping his Switzerland, you know what I'm saying, my day, you feel me, like in the lab and shit. So, you know, I just came up with it, man. It's just about just, you know what I'm saying, just moving up and elevating. If you in this lane, if you in traffic and this lane ain't moving and everything else flowing over there, you gotta, you know what I'm saying, go with the flow, you feel me, and keep it pushing, you feel me?
That's exactly what I get from that record when I hear it. And that's why I've been on it for these past couple of days, because like you said, bro, you know, you want to be in your own lane, but sometimes it's just traffic.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless to what you're trying to get in your own lane, but you got to switch the lane to get into your lane.
That's right. You can always come back.
You can always come
back. You know what I'm saying? You just got to, you just had to maneuver a little bit to just get around. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
It be like that.
And I heard you mention that you cooked up the beat. So you produced the record.
Yeah.
Wrote the record.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Salute to that.
My nigga, thank you, bro. For
did
real.
Did you record? Someone else recorded it for you?
I had recorded, then I had sent it over to my people, and he just, you know what I'm saying, put that touch on
that. Amen.
You know,
so that was the business is, man.
Self-sufficient boss. Amen.
That's right.
Self-sufficient boss, man. Like, that's really what I be telling a lot of artists to be on, you know. And don't get it twisted. Ain't nothing wrong with, you know, if you got your producer guy, you know, that you work with, and, you know, y'all cook up and got a good chemistry, that's cool. But you really can keep more of the pie and the ownership of your situation.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're able to, you know, produce the record, write the record, you know what I'm saying? Shit, like you said, you recorded the record. Yeah. So, you know, I see why you taking this so serious in what you're doing and trying to get the word out there that, you know, this the record.
Switching lanes. Yeah, this the one. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that heard it, people that's been hearing it, like, you know what I'm saying? I really ain't heard nobody that heard it and ain't said they ain't fuck with it. You feel me?
Bro, it's a hard record, dog. You know, and cats know me. I'm around music all the time. If it ain't hard, I ain't gonna tell you it's hard.
No, for sure.
Nah, I ain't gonna even sugarcoat it just to, you know, for no cameras or none of that shit. Hey. If it was cool, I'd tell you it's cool, but that joint hard.
Hey.
It's a vibe, you know what I'm saying? I know you got great feedback. I've got great feedback from it. Just let my people listen to it. For you as an artist right now, what do you think are some of the, like, hurdles or challenges that you've had to endure building this record, getting it out there, and, you know, and getting this response that you've been getting? Or have you had any challenges along the way for that matter?
I mean, yeah, man, it's always challenges, you know what I'm saying? Life shit always be happening, you know what I'm saying? Like, real shit be going on, you feel me? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but my thing is, man, that just showed me that, you know what I'm saying, life's short. So, you know, you just got to make the best of everything you got going on and just capitalize on every day, you know what I'm saying?
And be thankful.
And just, if you got some dreams, shit, chase that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, the situation will probably never be perfect to start out with, but you just got to start, though, you know what I'm saying?
Then you got to start it.
And you got to have a plan, you know what I'm saying? And then you just got to work it.
Right,
yeah, you know, you gotta have faith too.
Hey, and then when those times when it don't go right like you wanted to go, you gotta still keep on. Nigga, you might fail a million times until you get it right, because you never hear about all the time people fail. Mm-hmm. You only hear about when they
the
win.
Successes.
You only hear about the win. You only hear about the 100 shots that Michael Jordan shot that didn't hit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you hear about them game winners.
That's it.
Amen.
For sure.
That's what they want to hear about. Who are some of the artists, you know, singers, rappers that inspires you, you know, to even want to do music?
Man, I mean, you know, I'm just real big on music in general, like, you know what I'm saying, like, for real, like, what is, like, 90s music, old school music,
music,
you know,
consumer, amen.
Yeah, I just like all different kinds of music, for real. But I probably say, just like, if it was like rapping, man, like growing up, probably say like on some Pac shit, on some Boosie.
You know what I'm saying?
That was like my era. We coming up and shit. You know
Boosie
what I'm
still
like,
the guy too.
Nah, but I still fuck with him. Then, you know, of course, like Jay-Z, you feel me? Like, you know, cats like Nipsey, you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. R.I.P.
You feel me? Like his mind state and how, you know what I'm saying? How he had that vision, how he was just doing his thing. You feel me? Like, He was definitely on some major shit. Still going though.
Amen.
Still going. Still Amen. Going crazy.
Iconic.
You know what I'm saying?
It's dope, you know, because most of those artists that, not even most, all those artists that you mentioned, they actually have purpose, substance,
exactly,
in their music.
A lot of music missing these days.
Man, lot of the music is missing substance. A lot of it, and you know, that's what's needed. You know, even if you not, you know, because I believe with music, you know, you got different sounds, you got different styles. You don't want everything to be the same, but you do want to have purpose.
No,
you know what I'm saying? With what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Whatever type of genre, whatever type of sound it is.
Amen.
You at least want to have some purpose.
Amen. Amen.
No, exactly. For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
That too.
Amen. And then, you know, just to piggyback off that a little bit, one thing I love about purpose, because, you know, we come up with goals all the time. We come up with a goal. We make that goal. We come up with another goal.
Yep.
But purpose keep going and going and going. Like me, like, my motivation is purpose. Like I can't lose. There is no lose. Even when I fail, I don't lose. No, because I got a purpose for being here. And the purpose outweighs everything. I'm somebody way it outweighs wifey. I love wifey. It outweigh kids. Because, you know, more people be like, well, I got to be here for my kids. I got to be here for my wife. And I want to be here for them too. But my purpose.
Yeah.
My purpose is my motivation. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So keep making that music with that purpose in there. You know what I'm saying? Facts.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hey. Yeah, man.
So, you know, I know you been working with my guy Freddie James Bond.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? One of the dopest engineers that I've come across in the past decade. How did y'all link up?
Man, through my peoples, man, just through another connection and shit, man. So we had just linked in and had some records for him, you know what I'm saying? Like I had been new bro since, you know what I'm saying, some years ago and shit too, you know what I'm saying? He said we linked back up, you feel me? And I had some heat. And he was like, yo, shit.
Let me help you.
It was good. Yeah. And that's the thing, too. Like, we're having this with this distribution, you know what I'm saying, with this major distribution, that's another thing, too. Like, because you're going to need a team, you know what I'm saying? You need key people around so you can, you know what I'm saying, focus on your craft and do what you got to do, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
So, it's very important. It's very important. I know most artists, if they could do it all by themselves, they probably would. But this game, once you really get into it, it's too many hats.
No, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? It's too many hats for you to wear them all.
Amen.
You know? So you have to be willing to relinquish authorities and powers.
You got to.
To certain people and do it with a trust factor.
You got to.
You know, to say, okay, well, I'm not going to step on your toes, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just do square business.
Yeah, right. Square business. Take care of your job.
Right.
If you take care of your job and I'm taking care of my job,
amen.
The overall objective,
everything going to get done. You know what I'm saying?
I like what you said. I'm going to use your saying. Scrub said, I ain't trying to do nothing by myself. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, because me personally, like, I do shit by myself.
But I know what you're saying, you know when you saying? Say
but,
that.
But it's the reason why I say that is because it goes always back to them sayings of it takes a village.
Amen.
Power in numbers. You know what I'm saying? Those things are real deal. Holyfield. I seen the other day, I was talking to my partner, and me and my partner was chiming up. He was, you know, and you hear the saying, you know what I'm saying, too many chiefs, not enough Indians. But it was, I don't remember who it was, but it was some rich guy. I was looking at him on the internet, and he said, you know, when people say, you know, too many chiefs, not enough Indians, I just like to consume myself in a team or room full of chiefs.
I like that.
Everybody that I associate myself with.
I like that. Bosses.
Are just bosses.
Amen.
They're chiefs.
I like that.
They know what they're doing.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Just like I know what I'm doing, just like you know what you're doing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we can all come together in a common mind to where, hey, You do you, I do me. We get this thing done. We go home. Everybody happy.
It works smooth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like one common goal. That's what it got to be at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
Period. Period. You know what I'm saying? For you, you know, I know, like you said, you got the you just signed a major distribution situation with In Grooves and Universal Music Group. So, you know, salute, congratulations to you on that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's big, you know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of cats don't really understand the importance of having a major distributor, global distributor that's going to really, you know, make sure you got what you need, the fingerprint and the encoding, the metadata.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a lot of behind the scenes stuff that's going on. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the business, the music business. You know what I'm saying?
It's the business. It's the business. You know. For example, you know, like, and I love when I see this personally with artists, but I love when I take their music and I post their music, and I get a response from social media saying, "Hey, bruh, do you got the rights to be posting this music?"
Yeah.
I love to see that. Me personally, because that let me know that the person music that I'm posting,
they did, they on their shit.
They on their shit.
Right.
They got their music with the fingerprint on it. It's metadata behind it. It's being properly tracked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the only way you can potentially make money in this game.
Hey, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For real, though. It's like how that boy Savage said, like, he made bread off of his album sales more than touring because he got his business. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit. Same shit.
Man,
same situation. Similar. Pretty much.
But you can do it today, though. Like, for real. And in this day and age of monetization and streaming, if you have your business intact from A to Z and just run your shit up a little bit, just a little bit, make it hit the algorithm, and when it hit the algorithm, that AI starts to create a life of its own, so to say. That's what artificial intelligence does anyway. I mean, you know, I could have a conversation about this shit, you know, for hours, but that's what you want to do. You want to have your music get to a point to where when it hit that algorithm, it just is working for itself now. It's it's almost like I said, it's its own being.
That's what you wanted to do, though.
That's what you wanted to do. That's why when you got your music coming out the gate, like you said, where the streams is kicking up, the following is kicking up, all that stuff, it's triggering.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That what allows artists to just take the fuck off if they continue to build off that momentum.
Yeah. Staying consistent, you know what I'm saying? That's my biggest thing for me. You know what I mean?
You better stay consistent.
That's the key.
That's the key, you know.
The real.
What consistency brings success?
Nah, exactly.
It does.
You know what I'm saying?
It does. A lot of people quit right when they was about.
You just keep on
right
going.
Right when the break was about to happen. It got super hard for them, and they just said, "Yo, I can't take this shit no more. I'm done." But that was their time where they was about to,
make
champions.
But the difference is too, I be reading a lot too. So in Think and Grow Rich, a lot of the most a lot of the most successful people said their success came after they almost thought about giving up. You know what I'm saying? After their biggest loss or something, and then that's when they kept going and boom, then they went crazy.
Amen.
You feel me?
And you know, Napoleon Hill?
Yeah, for sure.
It's almost like, you know, even with, you know, when you think divinely, you know, it's about giving your all to anything. You know, you receive what you give.
That's right.
No, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So if you giving your all to the atmosphere, you giving your all to the energy, that's what you putting out there into this world, it's going to come back around.
It got to. Hey, and I like what you said about that, because it don't matter if you putting out good energy.
That's why I ain't say good or bad. Listen, that's on you.
A lot of people don't
The universe
ain't prejudiced.
Yeah, like, it don't give a fuck.
Whatever you put out.
Exactly.
And that's when I try, and I even tell my wife, I practice I pray, because people be like, man, you one of the humblest person I know. But I practice being this way. I practice being this way, not letting, as soon as something happen, I jump off out of character. You know what I'm saying? Because what I put out in the atmosphere is going to come back. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
That's real. That's why I just be putting out number positive and wealth and all that good shit.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
And it come back to you.
You know what I'm saying?
And it constantly come back to you.
For sure.
Facts.
Where you from originally?
See, I'm originally from Cary, Mississippi.
You know? Okay, so you from the Silk?
Yeah, I'm from the Silk.
So
yeah.
Is that where J Silk come from?
Yeah.
Okay, so, then.
It makes sense. Yeah, so yeah. did you come up here in Atlanta, or you came up in Silk, in Mississippi?
Man, so I've been here for maybe about like, I don't know, 12, 13 years.
Okay. Now, so you know what's going on out here.
Yeah. I've been out here for a while, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, shit, it's like, it's a lot of love for the A, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a second home at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I'm saying? Just like the Silk, you know, that's just where my roots at. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know,
you go back off.
That's where I always started. But yeah, I be trying to go back more often now, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Hey,
Mississippi it has its history. You know, it's one of them states, man, that, you know, a lot of people say, man, it's hard to make it out of Mississippi. But me personally, I know some of the most intelligent, smartest, grinding motherfuckers from Mississippi, man. Like, you know, it's crazy. Even when I think about like just the music and the entertainment arena of it, you know, a lot of people, when you think about Mississippi, it ain't really too many artists you can just like off the top of your head say that you can name. You know, of course you got, you know, like your Crits,
Yo, Ray Shrimmer though, they from the city.
I was just about to say, you know, There's other artists that people might not recognize and know that are from Mississippi. Like, for you coming from Mississippi, like, give me your view, or even shout out some of the people that we might not know from Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? That we need to tap into, or you know, pay homage, or even have some influence for you in music coming up.
Where I'm from, man, really, so it's like, I'm gonna speak on why the grind be like that, though, because it's like, shit, man, it's literally like nothing. You know what I'm saying? You growing up, like, you seeing nothing, my nigga. So it's just like, you gotta just learn off, survive just off of what's there for real. So, mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying?
I feel that.
You feel me? So it's like, you know, that's why when, you know what I'm saying, nigga get exposed the more, and nigga start seeing like, oh man, okay, people out here moving, like they getting paper, like, man, look, let me get out here, let me turn my shit up, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, motivation, you feel me,
because it's like, I can dig that,
you know what I mean, when you come from the bottom, now you can't do nothing but go up to the top, you know what I'm saying, like, if you think it, you feel me, like, go put that work in,
so, that's real,
you know what I'm saying, then it's like, I mean, with the artists, man, you know, I fuck with, like, Big Crit, you know what I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying? He dope. He be doing this thing for the Silk, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, even with Banner, like, even what he did, like, just as a producer, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? He, you know what I'm saying? He put some records out, but he producing some major records. You know what I'm saying? Like,
major records.
So it's like, you know, I just get credit what credits do, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
You feel me? It's all love, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of just be just in my own little vibe for real too though, so I don't really know too many artists down there. I know it's one cat though, Murder Man, mm-hmm. down there in the Jack. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go check him out.
Yeah, 601. Murder Man be going hard.
Light skinned Murder Man, you know what I'm saying?
He real hard. I met him a couple times, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real cool dude. Yeah, I know about Murder Man. Yeah. As a matter of fact, it's funny that you mentioned Murder Man, because as you mentioned Murder Man, I started thinking about Lil Murder from P-Valley. You know what I'm saying? Which is, if I'm not mistaken, it's in Chuckalusa, Mississippi. If I'm not mistaken, that's where P-Valley... Ain't P-Valley in Mississippi? Is P-Valley in Mississippi? Mississippi or Louisiana? Or Louisiana, one of them.
I think it's in Mississippi, too, though. Yeah,
I think it is in Mississippi. Do you watch P-Valley? Do any of y'all watch P-Valley?
Mm-mm.
Y'all watch that shit?
Man,
well, y'all nigga don't watch P-Valley?
I barely watch. Yeah, like, man, for real, I be on the
It is Mississippi. P-Valley is, yeah, I thought it was in Mississippi.
Yeah, it's in Mississippi.
I thought, well, see, the question I was going to ask, I probably can't even ask y'all, because, you know. But no, I can ask you just from a standpoint of growing up in Mississippi. So P-Valley is like, P-Valley, P stands for pussy.
Strip club.
You know what I'm saying?
Like Chocolate City.
Yeah, it's like Chocolate City. Yeah. In this place called Chuckaloosa, Mississippi.
Mm.
Right? Now, of course, you know, you from Mississippi. You know Biloxi.
They got the Cenos, all that good shit out there.
People go out there, gamble, have a good time. What's up? What I'm saying? All that good shit. So they got the strip club going on out there. Now, the strip club is, like I said, it's in Chuckaloosa, a little small, little town. You know what I'm saying? But everybody know about this club called The Pink.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to go to this club called The Pink.
Hey.
Okay.
It's in Mississippi. And, you know, it's just a dope vibe. Like, I really want y'all to check out the show.
Yeah, because, no, I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, check it out. What's on Stars.
Okay.
I think, if I'm not mistaken. I think it comes on Stars. I watch it on Roku TV.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah, hey. I think it's Stars. But, you know, I was going to ask, like, and like I said, my question, if you haven't really seen the show, you might not be able to answer the question, but I think you still should be able to answer the question. In the show, you know, like I said, they got the strip clubs, it'd be the hole in the wall. Is there a difference? Because they show this difference of where you got, like, down in the valley, deep down southwest, it's almost like they, like, got roots and things like that. And then you got, like, this one side to where it's, like, almost very political, you know what I'm saying? And it's almost taken away from the black community.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they take a lot of the a lot away from the black community.
Mm. Okay.
And the resources within the black community.
Yeah.
But they don't put into these black communities. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I see that. That's what I see on the show a lot.
Mm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like the politicians, you know what I'm saying? The white people, they take, but it's nothing being poured back in to those communities.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Is that really how it is out there?
I mean, shit. I mean, really, honestly, I think, like, Mississippi, like, one of the poorest states in the country, for real.
They only got strawberries and gravel.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
bird.
Everybody that grow up, I'm sorry, but I worked in high school.
Uh-huh.
Every high school student, Mr. Carter, I'm going to Atlanta when I graduate. Like,
wow.
People that grow up there, because a lot of the colleges aren't that. What about talking about Jackson State really until Deion?
To Deion came.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't horrible, because a lot of people choose to stay there the rest of their life.
Mm-hmm.
But only industries got it. They got gravel. And when I lived in Crystal Spring, they had a strawberry festival. And that was their biggest thing, that strawberry festival every year. And they got furniture warehouses. So, when they showing on P-Valley, pretty much.
It is what it is, huh? Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So,
man, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm going hard. You feel me? We finna turn it up.
Got to.
You know what
I'm saying?
You got
to. I understand why, you know what I'm saying, you would be as driven as you are coming from where you coming from. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I just, when I think about a lot of my homies, a lot of people that I know that are from Mississippi, that are out here, that I have relationships, like my nigga Slim. You know what I'm saying? Slim from Mississippi.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, he cool.
Yeah, you know, but he remind me of you in the aspect of just a grinder, a go-getter. Like, he always going to go make something happen.
Hey, man, you got to be like that.
You know what I'm saying? And I guess that's just that Mississippi mentality.
At the end of the day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You gonna get it, because once you find your groove, you're going to work it. You know what I'm saying?
Once you find your groove,
you know what
or
saying?
Your niche, is that what they call it?
Yeah, you gotta find a niche, dog.
You know
when you find that niche, man, you just beat it.
Don't stop.
Amen. For real, and don't.
Mm-mm. No, that's what you gotta do.
Yeah, and that, you know, so I think that's where a lot of people fail at too, because they don't work until they get the niche, and then when they get the niche, they don't work the niche. You didn't have the niche, and you couldn't do nothing. Mm-hmm. Now you got the niche, and you won't work.
People use the term exploit. It can be used in several different ways. Mm. When you use the word exploit, but like you said, when you find your niche, though, you got to exploit
that. You got to.
You got to take full advantage of the situation while it's present.
It's like on some songs. Like some songs I have dropped before, it was for that time, and I didn't realize it was for that time. Mm-hmm. And I waited to drop it. It was a hot song.
Yeah.
But it was a time for that song. And by me letting that time go by, like you were saying with the niche, it might not be moving no more.
That ain't what's in no more.
You done 6 months go by, now I got out, you know. So definitely, man. Yeah, I hope y'all taking note, man, because some real jewel being dropped, man. I feel like people,
you got to be like a trendsetter too at the same time. Facts. You know what I'm saying? That's how I always been. Did my own thing.
That's right.
Yeah. And I can concur to that, bro. Because like I said, just going back to the Switching Lanes record, like, you know, I can't sit up here and say, like, okay, it's another nigga that I hear, a song that I hear that's like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really, the tempo of it, the vibe of it, how you roll the beat, you know what I'm saying? It's some player shit. It's real peak.
Appreciate it.
Real peak. Hey. You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, freedom boy. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you know, man.
Free the real
boys, man. Why sell, man? Let them boys go. Especially you want to hold them on lyrics.
Right. Right.
That's what we doing.
Right.
But for real, they need to pass the law like how they doing in New York.
They really do though.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Hey, look, man, you can't hold that against.
Because you got so many other groups that do music that talk about everything, but for the hip hop culture,
you got some rock man talking about
exactly
biting the motherfucking head off,
exactly,
man.
Exactly,
drinking their blood,
exactly, bro,
crucifying them at midnight,
exactly.
No, you understand
issue.
Me?
No issue.
I don't even listen to that shit, but for sure. I know.
Listen, man, your boy MGK. Walking around with blood. You know what I'm saying? They just walking around with vials of blood. Right. Man, they vampires. Right.
That's what they do, man.
And right, that's what they do. But see, they can go and get a pass.
I know exactly what you're saying.
They get a pass.
When they come to the hip hop,
it's okay. It's cool. Right. That's art. Yeah. That's entertainment.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. You know,
that's just their alter ego. But when we do it, man, that's them. That lock them up.
Right.
Get them off the streets.
Right. They do.
They don't serve no good, no purpose.
They need to pay the law for real, though.
Can you think about, like, I don't know. I ain't keeping up with the days, but when we just speak on YSL, can you really just think about how much money them niggas done lost? Think about how much money them niggas done lost, that they taking care of their families for. Mm-hmm. Well, they already got bills and responsibilities that are not the regular person bills and responsibilities.
Right.
We're talking about rich man problem.
Right.
And the money just stop.
Yeah, they say, you're right.
Yeah. It's more people hurting than them folk that's sitting down and you know what I'm saying?
Right, you're right.
In that jail, but
right, you're right.
And that's what's crazy about it, because, you know, if we talk about the music.
Entertainment.
You know, it's entertainment. Is it positive at all times? No. We can't sit up here and just act like the music just completely positive. We can't sit up here and act like, well, you know, certain things haven't been said, and, you know, when they try and look at situations, you seem to be talking about this that just actually happened in real life. But at the end of the day, if it ain't no actual evidence that links this person to this situation,
and then you know what else?
It shouldn't be nothing.
I feel like it'd be a propaganda and a lot of stuff, because they promote movies that promote violence. When we seen Boys in the Hood, we wanted to be like Boys in the Hood. When we seen Men in Society, We wanted to be like Memphis. When we seen New Jack City. Shit,
when I seen Scarface.
You see what I'm saying, though?
You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be Scarface. So when I seen Rambo.
What's the difference?
I wanted to be Rambo.
Between TV and music. What's the difference?
It's our culture. Mm. And I mean, at the end of the day, it's just us.
Right.
It's right. Us. And that's why I try and encourage the artists today to give them something else. I mean, it's cool to have that, but in the temperature that we in right now.
The temperature we in right now.
You have to give these people something else because they ain't gonna do nothing but use it as a reason to go against you.
No, for sure, man. You just gotta handle your business, man. Just make sure what you're doing 100% legit, man. You
make
know what
sure
I'm saying?
It's
that's
legit.
How we're moving and shit. And, you know, that's how we kicking it.
And you
know what I'm
saying? Like, you said it.
You feel me? Like everything that, you know, in the past, that's just what you
and
you,
it should stay
you
there.
Tell a story or something. Like, as an artist or something, like, every person has a story. You know right. What I'm saying? They went through shit, things happened, fucked up, all yes. That. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, if you to a point where it's like, yo, you handling your business and you got something to say, man. You got your story to tell and you got a voice, man. You know what I'm saying? Speak on what you survive. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's you know what I'm saying. Speak on what you survive.
But just, you know what I'm saying? But we gotta you do gotta put it in the way. You know what I'm saying? The way we just gonna keep it on some like on some elevation type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like we moving up. Like you feel me? Like everybody focus on this wealth shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Generational wealth shit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Credit shit. You know what I'm saying? All that, like, that's the game for real. Like,
that's the way.
Understanding right. All that for real. Like,
right.
Getting educated on that shit first. You know what I'm saying? Then you can go and open up any kind of business. Like, if you can trap, you can run a business.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That facts, though. Trapping is a skill. It is really a skill.
And you can run a business, man. Like, just no, focus. Just, it's all about what you focus at. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit.
A man telling you the real, man. It's like a talk 101. You know what I'm saying? And that's real, bro. You know, shit. If you a hustler, if you like you said, if you can trap, you can get out here and you really can, you can run businesses. That's why, for real, though, most of, you know, some of your biggest entrepreneurs and executives, they come from that background. You know what I'm saying? Because they've been able to handle all different type of situations coming from the trap. Hell, think about it. To be a drug dealer and to be a successful drug dealer or a trapper, you got to be pretty damn good because you selling something that's illegal.
Mm-hmm.
If you good at that shit, like you,
I know what you're saying.
Even though you know it got its negative connotations to it, but if you can sell something that is illegal and have success in doing it,
why can't you
imagine what you could do with some legitimate shit?
But you know something. What you just said, I think that's when the creator have let a lot of people go to the next level because you have people that came from poverty environments.
Mm-hmm.
Mama was on crack. You know, everybody was on crack. They ain't know no other way. They got their yams and came up.
Yep.
But only difference is they seen all their buddies going down and they say, you know what? I'm finna clean their money up. And I believe the creator be like, you know what? I'm gonna work with you. You know what I'm saying? You know, you might then get it the way you wanted to get it, but just for the simple fact that you wanna clean it up, you wanna do, cause one thing about God, he look at the hearts. Mm-hmm. A lot of people talk with their mouths and say everything, but God look at your heart and say, you know something, man? Just like you said, if you can do that when grinding with you with that, man, just imagine what you can do on your own. You know what I'm saying? So definitely.
Big man. Business, man.
Hey, amen.
Big business. Where can the people find the new single at?
Man, it's out on every platform, you know what I'm saying? Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, whatever you got, you know what I'm saying? It's there for you to go and, you know what I'm saying, check it out.
Straight up.
And go ride to it, you feel me?
Yes, sir. And where can the people follow you at as well?
Man, you can follow me at J-Sip, man. J-A-I-S-I-P-P, man. Sip with two P's, you feel me?
Two P's, you dig? And as well, you know what I'm saying? I know you probably got some shout outs, some people that's been rocking with you, some people that's holding you down. Go ahead and show them some love.
Oh, yeah, man. Man, shout out to, I mean, honestly, man, it's a lot of people that support me for real, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Axe.
So it's like, man, shout out to everybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody who done just played a part from behind the scenes or just, you know what I'm saying, just working with me. Because I'm a creative, so I be around other creators. So it's like, you know what I'm saying, they help elevate me, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that good shit, man, you know what I'm saying? The fam, you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying? We doing this, you feel me? R.P. to my granny, you know what I'm saying? Finna do major things, you know what I mean?
Facts, facts, man. Well, we definitely appreciate you coming to the Soccer Talk podcast.
Yeah, well,
for sure.
Great, all love. Great interview with you, bro.
Yeah, man. Switching lanes out now, right now, man. Y'all go get that. Go follow me on that.
Hey,
that way.
Go get the new single, man. Switching lanes. Like I said, man, it's definitely a treat. All the DJs been requesting it, so you make sure you do the same. You know what I'm saying? And that's Soccer Talk for real.
Hey, man, you already know what it is, man. Another blessed show, man. Shouts out to everybody who tuned in. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
Good vibes, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, Squirrel, you got, what you got? You got anything coming up on Squirrel?
Man, shoot, you know, I always stay busy. First things first, while I'm just thinking about it, I started a TikTok today.
So. Okay.
Follow me on TikTok.
Hey, man.
Struck Supreme, you know, follow me on TikTok. I'm trying to get into the TikTok world. I have been procrastinating on it and saying, I ain't doing no TikTok, but fuck it. I'm everybody else on TikTok.
And so. I heard you can get a check with it, too.
Yeah, hey, listen, they already approved my reels for Facebook. Hey, so, man. Yeah, I might as well go ahead and go to TikTok and try and get some little money off that joint, too.
Right.
You know, of course, every Tuesday we're going up Talented Tuesdays. Shout out, you know what I'm saying, to the whole crew over there at Cosmo. We got OJ the Juice Man this Saturday, DJ Holiday, and Peso Montana.
Hey.
So we're going up. As well, for those that haven't done it yet, man, make sure you download my new talent app, 212F Talent. Follow the movement at 212F Talent 2 on IG. You know, it's a dope app where you can set up your profile, upload music, you know what I'm saying, reach out to other like-minded people in the industry. Let's say you might be looking for a producer, you might be looking for an engineer, songwriter, a model, whatever it is, you know, it's just, that's what it is, a community of like-minded people within the culture of entertainment. So again, that's 212F Talent. Shout out to my guy, DJ Unk, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I met with
you
DJ
know what
Unk.
I'm saying? Yeah, shout out to my guy, DJ Unk, you know what I'm saying? Forgive me the drops, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple more DJs sending me drops, so salute to everybody on that. Yeah, man, and shout out to my family, man. Shout out to everybody that's just been supporting me, loving me, rocking with me, you know what I'm saying? We just had Father's Day, so shout out to all the dads, all the fathers, and everything like that. Also, Juneteenth just passed, so you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know what I'm saying, about the culture, about my people. Salute to everybody that celebrated Juneteenth, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's about it for me, bro.
Amen. Yeah. And y'all tap in, man. You know, we thank everybody who's subscribing. If you're a small business or a big business, you know, get with us, man. Let us help you get some exposure. We will be doing the exclusive on what it is, July the 9th. So we actually have a Chevy out there. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing ending the early bird special on the 11th. So, man, if you're independent artist, man, come out there and tap out, man. Tap in. Have a good time, man. Just vibe. We're going to have some media out there. Come take you a picture with the Chevy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come out there and see that it's real. You know what I'm saying? That's the main thing. To come out there to see it's real. It ain't no fugazi. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, shouts out to everybody that's tuning in, man. Everybody supporting. And remember, man, keep unity in your community. You know what I'm saying? When I say your community, I don't just mean your neighborhood. Your community could be amongst you and your brothers, your household, you know what I'm saying? Unify. Unity is one of the biggest things we need. You know what I'm saying? Heavenly Father, right now we thank you for another great show, Father God. We thank you for everybody that participated. We even, for the ones that didn't participate, we even thankful, Father God. Right now, we just ask that you keep blessing, blessing Evan Vision and keep going to the next level, Father God. Right now, we're just thanking. We're just living on you. We pray that somebody was blessed by something these young men said that would inspire them to want to be great and want to go to the next level, Father God. Right now, we just thank you and we love you. In the name of your son, Yahshua, I pray and say amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Stack it talk.
See you next week.
Yeah.